Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Say that.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they gon' move that. Holy pistol, I'ma shoot that. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look
that. It's
out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a coffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh.
Yahweh.
In my prayer, saying bowfing.
Bow
we coming through screaming, holler.
Holler.
Yeah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing ruler. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their approval.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point, banging with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking verse, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it. Right.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, but still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, but still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
You gotta call a better answer than your past in hell. I don't care about the hell. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save, I'm a graduate. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, get in the look. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See your soul, get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix, Home Depot. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole.
Yeah,
gotta be my hero. To follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen this type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real, though.
Yeah.
Telling brothers what they feel and kill for.
Yeah.
This is working so, they feel hopeless, though. That's what they sip and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior.
And
the favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a bat line.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries podcast, The Prophetic Sound. We bless you. We pray the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and bring you peace. Tonight, we are here. We are going to hit it. We are going to hit the mark. Amen. And I thank God for my wonderful guest that is here today. So let me just tell you a few things about this woman of God. You know, we have known each other for several years now. We have had the mountains and the valleys. This woman of God has been faithful to the same call. Come on now, people. She's been faithful to the same call for longer than I have thought of ministry, okay? She is the founder of Taking It to the Street, outdoor rally and evangelistic call that happens here every year in Buffalo, New York, in Martin Luther King Park. She has been honored as one of the Black women entrepreneurs several times. She has more accolades and more plaques on the wall than I can think of, but more than that, I call her friend. Amen. And so I thank God for her taking time out of her busy schedule, amen, to make time to share a word of inspiration, of hope with the body of believers. Prophetess Anita Williams is also the pastor over, it just left my mind. Sis, you're going to have to say the name of your ministry because I think it's God's Dominion, but I'm not going to crucify it right now. Amen. She will give you more information about herself as she head into the realm of glory with us. I thank God for Prophetic Wind Ministry. I thank God for each of you that are faithful and have been faithful. Many of you know in 2017, we shut down the media ministry. We began to concentrate on the local ministry, and then there was a reactivation, amen. And so we thank God for the reactivating. At the time the Lord had me to shut down the media ministry, he told me that there is a season where you must allow the seed to fall to the ground and die that it may produce fruit. And I don't know about you, from 2017 to today, God has been pruning, he has been tuning, he has been recalibrating so that fruit may grow from this vine again. Amen. And so at this time, I'm going to open up the phone line to the woman of God. I hope I have the right number here. Woman of God, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Amen, amen, amen. How are you today?
Well, we are absolutely blessed and highly favored. I want to thank God for you, prophetess, for this platform. I bless the Lord, amen, for being able to share with the people of God. And I thank God for your tenacity, you and your family, your husband, and the children, amen, for the many years in ministry and for how the Lord has taken you literally around the world in ministry, and for your heart towards the people and towards the people of God, and for the revelatory knowledge and wisdom that God, amen, has blessed, amen, you to share with us, for your multifaceted gifts in the body of Christ. And I bless God for you. I want you to be encouraged, amen, today, and knowing that your works and your labor are not and will never be in vain, not that you've even thought of it. But in the meantime, we understand, praise God, how those of us in ministry, how the enemy attacks us, and many times there is a why in our spirit man. But in the meantime, amen, the word is forward ever and backward never.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. That was such a blessing. So encouraging. And, you know, the Lord, I kept continuing to ask the Lord what he needs his people to understand and to hear in this season. And many of us have found ourselves shutting in and just getting in the face of God. And this is what the Lord began to speak to me. And he spoke to me through Isaiah 14, verse 24. And there's a lot in that whole chapter, but this verse right here jumped out at me and began to just speak to me. And it says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand." And the Lord wants his people to know tonight that his plans and his purposes that he already said is yes and amen will not fall to the ground in this season. But this is a season that we will see the seeds that have fallen to the ground and die begin to grow root, begin to sprout up. And the world may think sees one thing, but as God's people, we have to have a God perspective. We have to understand that sometimes you have to clear things out to build things up. Come on now.
Absolutely.
And so the Spirit of God wants us to have an understanding of that. He wants to give us hope in that. And he wants to break the assignment of the enemy of hopelessness and fear right now in the name of Jesus. So right now I come against fear and I come against hopelessness and I decree and declare as the woman of God, which the Lord is calling his sword. I hear the Lord calling you a sword, prophetess. So as the Lord releases his sword into the atmosphere, Father, we come against, destroy every work link and tentacle, Father God, of fear and hopelessness off of your people in the name of the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for touching and agreeing with us on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And so at this time, I'm going to drop the mic. And I am turning this thing over to the sword of the Lord, the woman of God, Prophetess Anita Williams. God bless you, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you. Blessings to you, prophetess. And I thank God for being in the same vein. As many of you know, God speaks in one voice. And what the Lord had dropped, amen, in my spirit as I've listened to others go forth, especially during this time and this season, really is a rough time for preachers to preach. And it's a rough time for the prophets to prophesy. But yet here are we as leaders, and that's who I'd like to speak to. I pray that many of you are on the line. Amen. We as leaders now, we have this, amen, mandate even the more, because the people are looking now, amen, for encouragement. It is our job, amen, to, amen, build, amen, faith in the people. It is our job to go through, amen, the Word of God and to find scripturally, amen, parables, amen, and the things that have taken place in the past to let the people know, amen, that God has not forsaken us. Here the Bible speaks very clearly that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by way of, amen, the word of God. That's coming from Romans 10:17, and it is our job, amen, to stand strong in our faith. How can they hear without us, without a preacher? Glory to God. Amen. And how can that preacher preach except they be sent by God? So our mandate, amen, as, amen, the leaders, amen, and the voices, amen, of God, amen, is to encourage the people through this time. Yes. And then there is a time where we ourselves have got to repent, okay? Glory to God, we've got to repent because, amen, the Bible clearly states that, amen, fear is doubt, glory to God, and that fear is also sin, amen, and that, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, amen, of power, and also of a sound mind. So, amen, the Bible speaks about not allowing our hearts, amen, to fail for the things that we would hear and the things that we would even see, but yet knowing, amen, that our redemption does draw it nigh. And I begin to look, prophetess, at the word heart failure, amen, from, amen, a natural perspective. And I begin to know, amen, and remember, amen, amen, through the books of learning that heart failure, amen, causes, amen, that heart to become outstretched, overstretched, where it can no longer pump the life supply out to the members of the body. Therefore, we cannot allow our hearts to fail even during this time. I come to encourage your hearts today, every pastor. Be encouraged. Every evangelist, you also be encouraged. Every teacher, every preacher, every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, be encouraged in the will of God, amen, in the desire of God, in the heartbeat, the word, the power, and the strength of God to move in your situation. situation, understanding and realizing today, even through what you're going through, there is still no weapon formed against you that shall ever prosper. And we lift our hands right there and we give the Lord praise. Yes, I know that this is a time also of great repentance. I get it. We all understand that right now. And amen, we understand that sin is a reproach. The Bible said, amen, to any and all nations. We understand that as well. Glory to God. But we also, amen, I look and I hear, amen, that we, amen, as the church seem to be assaulting, amen, the sinner man right now, where the sinner man needs to know with love and kindness, have I drawn thee? And then, praise God, we're all, amen, familiar set of scripture that we're all, amen, familiar with now. If my people, out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and then seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and guess what? Then I will heal the land. Well, amen. When we look at it, amen, if, amen, is a conjunction. If is, amen, a possibility of, glory to God. If is a deal maker or a deal breaker. So we see that Jesus, when God is speaking in this scripture, he is saying, if my people, oh my God,
on,
he wasn't even
God.
Talking to the sinner man then. He's talking to the folk that he called out, the chosen folk. If my people who are called, we say we his people, we say we're called by his name, would humble ourselves, what does that mean? Those are instructions given by God. Amen. Every high place is going to, amen, be brought down low. But don't you allow and cause God to do it. You do it yourself. Would humble themselves and then seek my face. These are instructions given to things that are not in place. And then return from their wicked ways. He's talking to the church, people of God. I'm not talking about the church because I am part of the marriage ceremony. Glory to God. Return from their wicked ways and then seek my face. God is lonely to hear from us. Glory to God. Amen. Then will I hear, amen, from heaven. I will then see, I'll hear. You got to understand that there is a particular sound that must come from the earth realm. Glory to God, for God to recognize. And then I will hear, amen, from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And then I will heal the land. Right there is where we ought to lift our hands and give God praise. So many times, amen, we only deal with the latter portion of that scripture, woman of God. Amen. But we, amen, just kind of skim over. If my people, he's talking to his people sternly with instructions, prerequisites, praise God, to, amen, the moving of his spirit. Why? Because we're seeking a move from a holy God. Glory to God. Therefore, we've got to be a holy people. Don't get mad at me. I come to tell you, praise God, today. It is holiness, amen. Grandmama said it and great-grandmama said it. Praise God. As she chooses her gum and couldn't hardly get the word Jesus out right. It's holiness or it is hell. And see what has happened in many cases. We have allowed, amen, the world to advance. We say, oh, don't get mad at me. I feel your spirit. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. We've allowed the world, amen, to advance. Praise God. We say we're soldiers in this army of the Lord. Yet we have, amen, voted things up and voted things down and put up with this and put up with that. Glory to God. But yet in the meantime, we're praising God for what somebody say. Everybody's calling for mercy right now. Amen. I give the Lord praise for that. And I want to encourage you today that God has not forsaken or forgotten us. Yes, I know I feel like, woman of God, we're living in the book of Lamentations because there's so many tears that are flowing through the land right now. My God, family. family members after family members. Glory to God, and then fear in some folk after fear. But I want to encourage you today that everything, praise God, living or dead, must obey the voice of God. And it must obey, praise God, as you inhale and exhale. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. As you inhale and exhale, the blood of Jesus come against you. As you inhale and exhale, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. As you inhale and then exhale the word of God.
Yes.
It says, whatsoever we bind in the earth realm, it is bound in the heavenlies. I want to know, where is the church at? Don't get mad at me, but we've got to join together, not for real. We've got to put down our isms and also our schisms in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the people, praise God, can be healed and can be saved. God's got to leave somebody here for us to preach to. God's got to leave somebody here for us, amen, to bring to the altar of God. I want to encourage you today, praise God, those that are listening. It is apt, and I know you're saying, where is God? I understand this, but the word of God said very plainly, as Brother Paul began to preach in 2 Corinthians, glory to God, and then the fourth chapter, he said, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Even though I've been burned, I've been beaten, I've been torn, and I've been scorned, I've been stoned, but nevertheless, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Why? Because the Bible says in all things, this is a hard word. It's a tough word. Oh, my God. It almost don't make a sense. Word, but faith is not supposed to make sense. It said, yet not distressed, we are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. If God has kept you here now, it's for you to open your mouth and give God praise and testify.
Yeah.
I know it's a hard word. I get it. I've seen tears in social media. I've heard folk crying and screaming about the loved ones. But yet, we've got to give God praise. I come to encourage you today. Praise God, everybody that's listening. It is absolutely, I know the devil's lying to you now about your God. I know Satan is trying to talk against your God up in your mind. But I come, praise God, to stir up your pure conscience now. I am in a position of war. That's where I live. I am, amen, in a position of war. But I come to encourage you. It is impossible for God to forsake us. It is impossible for God not to hear us. It's impossible for God not to lend his ear to the angel of mercy. You better know for sure that God, my God, has heard our cry. You better know for sure, praise God, that God will not leave us, neither will he forsake us. I come to encourage you now. Lift up your head. I challenge you. Glory to God. Amen. They begin to give God praise. Nevertheless, the salvation of God will yet stand sure. Everything has got to obey the voice of God. There was a dead man by the name of Lazarus. Glory to God. He was, amen, taken over by death. Yet he had to obey the voice of God that came out of the mouth of Jesus. I come to encourage you today. The word of God said, greater things than these shall you even do in the name of Jesus. If we all join together and begin to bind and rebuke the effects of this thing, the power of God can move in our behalf. I need you to lift your hands. Praise God. Give me a few more minutes. Glory to God right here. And give the Lord praise in the name of Jesus. God, we out here now. And then for those, Lord God, that have had to sit, stand by, praise God, the bedside, God, I pray now you bless them to understand that we are hurting right along with them. Even though we're saying give God praise, we're talking like we ain't lost nothing, but every time I hear of a loss, I feel like it is a loss. It's in our hearts. We're not serving a high priest who
for he's in me.
Yeah.
Therefore, I feel what you feel. In the name of Jesus, I may not have your same last name, but my God, the blood of Jesus is, amen, our common denominator. I come to encourage you now. This thing came back up. I know they're predicting an overwhelming move of this thing. But I want to remind somebody something. Amen. I want to remind you something. Those of you that are old enough, praise God, to remember this. Over 30 years ago, amen, there was an explosion that took place in Russia. Glory to God. One of, amen, the radiation sites, Chernobyl. Praise God. Glory to God. If you know about it, amen, just lift your hand and give God praise. You know where I'm going. Praise God. The
yes.
Thing, glory to God. And it created an atomic ash. Now it was in the paper, praise God, Buffalo Evening News. I saved the clipping. Do you know what the Buffalo Evening News said? Glory to God, the reason that that atomic cloud did not come to America, it said a north wind blew. Hallelujah. God allowed a north wind to blow. Don't you know that God can allow a lightning to strike? God can allow, amen, the wind to blow. He can allow the rain to fall, the certain type of heat to come, praise God, and destroy this thing in the name of Jesus. So I want you to lift your hands and give God praise. And then I know, praise God, that there are those of us, amen, many of us, and we ought to be, living in Psalms 91. I mean, for real, but amen, it's more than reading it. He that dwelleth in the secret place, the only way you're going to get to the secret place that God will show you where his secret place is if you communicate and sup with him. Praise God. And as we sup with him, we get closer to him. He gets closer to us, and we begin, amen, to take him on. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say then of the Lord, he is my refuge. We give God praise for every doctor, every nurse, every scientist, every physician. Praise God, every physicist, every chemist. But praise God, that is not our help. Our help rests in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, major repentance and obedience in the name of Jesus. That does not mean that you go out, praise God, against the rules and laws of the land. Quite certainly, if I run out, praise God, if I'm a bus, I'm liable to get hit. Glory to God, therefore you've got to do, amen, what the rules and the law says to do. But in the meantime, why are we doing this thing? Let's trust
yeah.
God and give God, amen, praise. Give it to him. I know it's a rough word. I know it's a hard word. I refuse to believe that God cannot hear me. I refuse to believe that God has forsaken us. I refuse to believe that God will not move. I refuse to believe that God does not love us. I refuse to believe that God cannot heal this thing. I refuse to believe it because the word says, whatsoever I bind in the earth realm, it is bound in the heavenlies. The word said, I am, amen, the healer of all our diseases. The word said, healing is my bread. The word said this in the name of Jesus. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. I want to encourage you now. Amen. I want to provoke you. Praise God. That's right. Get angry with the devil. Amen. He's stolen our praise. He's stolen our hallelujah. All through this thing, working and functioning in fear. Let me tell you something. Fear is sin. Doubt is sin. It negates faith. Anything that comes against faith, it is sin. Glory to God. Get a vision. Everybody, get a vision right now, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to see this thing gone. Begin to see the sun shining again. Begin to see, amen, the power of God moving. Praise God, in Jesus' name. Lift your hands now and know it's real. Lift your hands and begin to hear the vision. Begin to hear, amen, positive, amen, results on the news. Begin to hear it in the name of Jesus. Begin to command this thing, praise God, to melt down at the hand of God, not by
Thank you, Lord.
We honor the Lord, prophetess, woman of God. I thank God for, amen, this I decree. Can we decree a thing? The Bible said, where two or more come together, touching anything. The Bible said the thing. We said that whatsoever we say. We decree and declare there be no loss of life among us, our families, your families, their extended families, their connections, our friends, and our enemies. By this time, we ain't got no business having no enemies. By this time, every slate should be clean. By this time, praise God, forgiveness should be all over the place. Anything that would hinder the prayer life, by this time, praise God, oh my God, it should be gone. And when I hear the word by this time, prophetess, you know what the word says about by this time tomorrow. Can I say it? By this time tomorrow, we're going to have good news about this thing. Lift your hands and give God praise. Lift your hands, everybody, and honor the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow.
Glory.
According to the time of man, God is good.
Yeah.
The prophet said it. By this time tomorrow, we're going to have some good news, people of God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, somebody write it down.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It's not an easy time for any preacher right now, especially if you're not standing on God for real. And the prophet sure not an easy time for us. But oh, by this time tomorrow, we're going to have some good news on the airwaves and on the TV in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this time tomorrow, realizing that tomorrow is not promised, but I believe you in tomorrow. In Jesus' name, lift your hands, morning, God. And we turn the floor back over to you. I thank you for your graciousness. And amen. And the God in you for thinking about us. Amen. Today. Amen. And I bless God for this opportunity. I pray to be a blessing to the people, not only the people of God, but to the people everywhere. See, the world needs to know that God has not forgotten about them. And the world needs him in our embrace right now. Oh, yeah. The world needs to know that there is a miracle worker in the land. There's a Savior in the city, and he's healing. Oh, we need to know it right now in the name of Jesus. How can they know that except they hear it from us? Stop. You're going to blame the world because I understand that. I know sin stinks. I get it. We all hate sin. Sin got to go. God is talking to the church, people of God.
Yeah.
He's talking to his army. Sin going to be sin anyway. That's why hell, heaven allows itself to begin with.
Yes.
But God is talking to his people. Oh, lift your hands and give God praise.
God
will hear. There's a certain sound that's got to come from the earth realm. And I believe that God has people in various places collectively, amen, selectively. Praise God that he's breathing, amen, into. Glory to God, and that he, amen, is speaking to them. And that same sound is coming up from all the four corners of the earth. Glory to God. And while we're speaking, Father, I pray for those that are in the hospitals now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you baffle the doctors with a good report. Apart from what they, amen, have learned to know. In the name of Jesus. And those, God, that this thing is trying to work on, I pray, God, that you would increase their immune system now. Anoint their immune systems, Lord. In the name of Jesus. every molecule of this thing. They call you Corona. I call you Satan. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command this entire thing to be dismantled, to be destroyed, to melt down. And I very voice in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All over this world. Lift your hands, people, and give God praise. Lift your hands, amen. You can unmute them if you want to, woman of God. And let them give the Lord praise. I don't know who's on the line or who's not on the line.
Amen, amen.
But lift
okay,
your hands
gonna...
and give God praise.
Thank
Somebody
you,
needs
Lord.
To shout hallelujah anyhow. Power of God. Yeah, come on, Sunday. Yes,
in
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Oh, yeah.
Power
Thank
of
you,
God. Power of God. Keep us, Lord. Keep the people.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Keep the people, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Keep the people, God.
Thank you.
Both near and far, keep our house. Now, you understand something? When we pray about our house, you got to understand this, that historically in the Word of God, the house, your house, represented your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They ain't got to be up under your roof.
Come on.
But they're your house.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Both near and both far.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Are filled of the anointing of God.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus around here.
Yes.
God will bless you for a special anointing to speak powerfully and authority against it all. No matter where it's coming from, somebody said man-made, we come against you.
Yeah.
Somebody said solar system, we come against that.
Yeah.
But we know, amen, from the gates of hell, we come against every gate of hell.
Yeah.
And it's born itself out on this land.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
We come against those that want to curse God and die. Find and rebuke every demonic spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every spirit of murder, I come against you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Disease state, we come against you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Accidents, we come against you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Death, we come against you. The power of God gave us strength to do so. Hallelujah. Come on. Give God. Somebody give God praise the real.
Come on. Press.
Somebody give God praise the real.
Thank you, Lord. I remuted the line just because the background was getting a little, well, we couldn't understand.
I understand.
But Father God, Father, we thank you, Lord, for you breaking every assignment of the enemy on tonight. We thank you for sending forth your sword to cut off Father, access to your people and the hearts and the minds of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for giving us power and authority over principalities, wickedness in high places. We thank you, Lord, Father. I cover the woman of God now and her house, her ministry, her finances, Father God. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus to cover her doorposts. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you will bless her for all that she has poured out, oh God, that you would give her triple for her trouble, my God. I hear you, Lord. Lord, there is a greater portion than the double. And so, Father God, I pray that she would receive the greater portion of the Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you will cause kings to give into her bosom, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for you caring for her, for she can cast all her cares upon you. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And so whatever, Lord God, comes and what may, Father, we know that you are in control. You are doing it all. You are writing her story, and you are giving her with everything that she has need of in this hour. And so, Father, we love you. We bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
I'm going to unmute the lines, but we're going to do it one at a time. For anyone that has anything that they'd like to add, maybe a prayer request, amen. And so the first line I'm going to unmute is 0686. God bless you. 0686, do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, I'm just encouraged tonight with Anita Williams. I thank God for her. I thank God for you, too. Praise God. Me and my husband were sitting here. We was enjoying the message, and we come to agreement concerning Psalms 91. Amen.
Amen. Is this Prophetess Gates?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I know that voice. I love you, woman of God.
Praise
and,
the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming tonight. And
ma'am.
This isn't the end. This is the beginning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This
amen.
Is the beginning.
Amen.
You get it at a bowl, Shande Te Te, I say.
Thank
because,
you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for wiping slates clean and bringing things into newness and into abundance for the Gates family, Father God.
Yes.
I pray
thank
for
you,
a portion, Father God, that runs over and overflows for their household in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, oh God, for doing a work that only you can do. And we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Next number that's going to be unmuted is going to be ending in 0169. 0169. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Blessings.
Praise God, Prophetess. I'm sorry, Prophetess Williams, and thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. The Prophetess, I don't know your name, praise God, but I bless God for you. Amen. And I've enjoyed the prayer on this evening, praise God, and thank you, Jesus. I have a prayer request for my sister in Kansas, and she's 83 years old, and the doctors have given up on her. Praise God. So if we pray for her, I would appreciate it.
Amen.
Hey.
What is her name?
Amen.
Woman,
Audrey. Her name is
the
Audrey.
The sister?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, amen, as we join faith to faith and hand to hand in Jesus' name, God, we pray for this woman, amen, God, that you call her name Audrey. You know where she is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you know the condition. God, we speak according to your word. You spoke and you commanded Lazarus to get up. Glory to God. You spoke and you commanded a withered hand to be made whole. You spoke and you commanded, amen, a woman's, amen, blood flow to dry up. You spoke, oh God, and you commanded a woman, amen, to stop having seizures. You spoke.
spoke, oh God, amen, you stretched out upon, amen, a little boy, praise God, by way of one of the prophets. Glory to God, and death had to leave him in Jesus' name. And I believe that we're living in that time right now. God, we speak and command this woman by the name of Audrey that's in the bed over there in Kansas. Lord God, in Jesus' name, to sit up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to breathe on her own, Lord God. God, for her blood flow, praise God, to be normal. God, amen. We thank you, God, for a miracle. We bless you, God, for this woman calling somebody back and saying that, amen, that exactly 7:37 on a Monday night, that the power of God hit this woman's body and moved in her behalf. In Jesus' name, we give you praise for it right now. Lift your hands and give God praise, woman of God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive that.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need to hear.
Hallelujah.
That's
Amen.
What we need to hear. That's what he needs to hear. I receive it. I receive my sight. I receive
yes.
my healing. I receive
yes.
my deliverance.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wholeheartedly. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, woman of God, I'm sorry. We got to move quickly because we don't have 2 minutes left. Amen. Oh. Okay, I'm going to open the line to number ending in 2129. God bless you.
Good evening. This is Latosha, and I turned on the podcast at the end of my shift, praise God. So I wouldn't miss the word for tonight. I'm on my way home now in the car, but I just want to say thank you, Prophetess Anita Williams, for the extra encouragement tonight. That was well needed.
Amen.
So we bless the Lord and we
Amen.
Give God praise. The name
Absolutely.
To remember
cover.
Is Jesus.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Prophetess.
I just wanted to cover her with traveling mercies. That's all, because she's in her vehicle.
Yes.
We just want to cover you with traveling mercies as you go forth and on your way home.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go to the next line. Line ending is 6749. God bless you. 6749.
Yes, hello, good evening. I just want to say thank you. I am so thankful to receive this, and I do receive it. I'm just so thankful that I was able to catch it and tune in. So thank you. Just
Amen.
Continuous prayer for me, myself, my family and friends, for protection for us all.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we agree with you in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask for angelic protection upon this family, Father God, that you would release fresh oil, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for reaching in, Lord God, into the hearts of those who have not chosen you yet in this family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, reaching deep into their hearts and bringing them into submission, Father God, bringing them into a place of knowing you and wanting you and needing you. And Father God, we thank you for your wonder-working power being released in the mighty name of Jesus. We amen and amen. Prophetess, did you have anything to add?
I just want the people, amen, to remember the name of Jesus. That's the
yes.
name you remember, no matter what vessel God uses. Our names are not important. The name that's
yes.
going to do the job is Jesus.
Come on.
That's all I want to say.
Yes, Lord. That's it. Okay. Next line going to be unmuted. Ends in 4191. 4191. God bless you. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, next line. 8204. 8204. God bless you.
Hello? Yes.
Yep.
Hello, how you doing? I'm calling from Millersville, and I was encouraged by the word. I wanted prayer for my I'm having a lot of issues in my body, and I want to ask for prayer for my family.
Okay. Amen. Prophetess, do you mind?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. When you said you had issues in your body, you know, that brought my mind back to a thought that I was going to share with the people. Because before Corona came, we had lives and situations, and we should not let those things slip.
Yes.
So, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we pray for this woman, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, for her family, we decree the word of God that says healing is their bread, in Jesus' name. But not only the natural healing, God, but the spiritual healing as well. In the name of Jesus, touch those children, God, those grandchildren, all those, oh God, bring them into submission now in the name of Jesus. Heal them where they hurt in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for easing the pressure up off of this woman in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for giving her a new outlook and perspective, praise God, upon her life and those of her loved ones. We thank you, God, amen, for moving in her behalf like never before. We come against every form of the enemy now in Jesus' name. And here, amen, the word is cast all your cares upon him, for he does care for you. You've done all that you can do. Let God deal with them now. And he will do so, and it will not be unto death. Lift your hands and give God praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Okay, we're releasing to line 9754.
Good evening. Name is Evangelist Rosemary Glover, and I'd like to thank my homegirl, Prophetess Anita Williams, for that uplifting message. And I'm standing on the word of God and receive that message in Jesus' name. I would like to request prayer for two individuals I know that tested positive for the COVID-19. The name is Dr. Greco, and the other one's name is Tiffany.
Amen. Prophetess Smith.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. My phone keep hitting buttons over here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we give you praise and glory because we know that you are sending forth healing. And, Father God, I'm reminded, Father God, of the blood being smeared on the doorposts and the spirit of death passing by your people. I'm reminded in your word where when the plagues hit Egypt, it never touched Goshen because that's where your people were, Father. So, Father, right now we rebuke the plague in the name of Jesus. We cause the word plague to go forth where it was fit to do and to pass by your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even now, Father God, that the revelatory power of your word shows us that your people are protected, that they are hidden under your wings, Father God. So, Father, we send forth the word of protection and healing to these two individuals and all of your people that have been affected, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. So we release your spirit to do a work that only you can do. We send forth breath. We send forth the ruach of God to be able to fill their lungs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, supernatural ventilation coming to your people now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That the test that they get, they're going through right now will be a testimony of your greatness and your glory.
Yes,
and so, Father God, we thank you in advance. We give you glory in advance. We worship and praise you in advance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you are the lifeline that we need in this hour. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank
God bless you, woman of God. We look forward to hearing the testimony.
Amen.
Thank you.
The word right
there. Amen.
Okay. Oh, there. Okay, we are releasing the line to the number ending in 9214. 9214. God bless
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are
you? I just want to thank God for the powerful words that went forth, and everyone who came to speak about the woman of God tonight that brought the word forth, they kept using the word encouragement. And I immediately thought about Barnabas. And we just thank God for this day that God has placed this woman of God, this servant, this faithful servant, that will go forth in spite of all, in spite of all that's going, even in her personal life. We just thank God for her. And we just pray that God continue to pour out on her and to give her her heart's desire.
Amen. Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for coming tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that is our last caller. I want to thank God for the woman of God for her participation on tonight. Thank God that she has been released from the secret place for such a time as this. And we are looking forward to the more of God. I want to thank each of you for coming to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. Our next night that we will be on is Wednesday night, 7 p.m. We will have Prophetess LaShonda Jones on at 7 p.m. Wednesday night. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So
amen.
God bless each and every one of you. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and release the line because we have like 2.2 seconds. God bless all of you. Love you. And we will see you on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.
Amen. Thank you again, woman of God. Bless you. Bye-bye.
And bless you.
Yeah. King Shah. Yeah.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Men and women, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Men and women, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truths, praise. Try to tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Bang, bang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at me. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Do ya, and we about to bring it to ya. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuver speeches. You ain't never needed their proof.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Torting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, hook, and burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Men and women, one body. Keep the pressure, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Men and women, one body. Keep the pressure, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.